For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Each week, the Bush administration oversees the production of nearly 10 tons of Afghan heroin, the sale of which provides the country with the bulk of its revenue. In 4.5 years of U.S. occupation, a time frame during which over 7 million Americans have been arrested on drug charges, only two significant Afghan heroin smugglers have been arrested. The Los Angeles Times reported on April 10th that computer drives stolen from the U.S. base in Bagram, Afghanistan, are commonly available for sale at the local bazaar. Among the classified information on these drives are the names of Afghan government agents involved in the narcotics trade, including the Afghan counter-narcotics chief, General Mohammed Daoud. The drives are reportedly stolen by local workers and American troops anxious to pay bills back home. In Lancashire, England, two men are dead and a woman is clinging to life after injecting heroin contaminated with flesh-eating bacteria. Afghanistan is currently the world's preeminent narco state, drugs production having increased to record levels under U.S. occupation, resulting in an unprecedented de facto and totally illegal American opium monopoly. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
From the great drug war successes in Afghanistan, we move now to Colombia. From the Houston Chronicle, coca crop jumps despite U.S. aid. The CIA finds Colombian acres grew 21% during eradication effort, costing billions. Bogota, Colombia, in a blow to the United States anti-drug campaign here, which cost more than $4 billion. New White House estimates indicate that Colombia's coca crop expanded by nearly 21% last year. Figures released by the Office of National Drug Control Policy indicate Colombian farmers last year grew 355,680 acres of coca, the raw material for cocaine. That represents a jump of nearly 74,000 acres from 2004, even though U.S.-funded crop dusters destroyed record amounts of coca plants in 2005. Despite the rise in coca cultivation, Ann Patterson, who heads the State Department Bureau that runs the eradication program, told a congressional hearing in Washington last month that the Bush administration was considering stepping up the crop dusting campaign. The drug wars, the first of the eternal wars. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.